Rambam says, if a tzor happens and a person is not meisim on leiv, and he says, it's a mikra, it happens. Baruch Hashem, it didn't happen to me, but it happens. Harei ze midarech achzorius. Before she asks, achzorius? Rishus? Apikosis? Achzorius? Before she says, pshat, that the reason it's achzorius, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keil mole rachamim. Keil emuna v'ein ovel. Tzadik v'yosher Hashem. It's no bad. A person that is good sees everything good. He means good. He means good. He means good. He sees as a reason. A person that is cruel doesn't bother him to believe that it's cruelness in the world. Terrible thing happened last week. Four Yidden were killed in a terrible way. Another couple were hurt very badly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us, not to someone else. The last maybe a year, all the things that happened, Chusim soldiers and Feliska, Kimat, only Haredi people were hurt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us, and we're mechuyev to listen. He's been talking to every Yid in the world, Abba, to every Yid in Yerushalayim, to us the Bnei Teire. Was yesterday night, I was there, and I said, we'll go back to 12 o'clock with some guys that came to Yachikale, we went to see it. A guy comes over to me, says, Shalom Aleichem to me. He recognized him, says, Shalom Aleichem, he says his name. I said, yeah, I recognize you, I just don't remember from where. He said, a month ago you sat in my house, the Menachem, I'm the one that my daughter was killed in a car accident. And they called you and you came to speak to me for an hour. You know, Vimigate, the claps are dog. Yidden are retaliant feeling. Retaliant feeling. We're not speaking about the 9 o'clock minion people. Not Mezalzan and them. Also Yidden. Kiddush Machan and Mishkan Yidden Bichlal. We're speaking on the 6:30 people that never talk. So if Kalman, the first person, he ate, not from his kids, he didn't eat fleishik, Sfim Yom Chamishi in the morning, and Shabbos, he will have Oilek Shabbos when he tastes the chicken. He woke up Vasikin every day. He didn't have it in that shul bichla. He didn't have it in the shul. But he was a tzaddik and Hashem wanted him for Oilek. So what is Talis and Tfilin? He came to the shul, waited in the door for the Rav to come. The Rav was late in a couple minutes. And the terrorists came, 7:01. He killed him, the first one, with a Talis and Tfilin. Chodesh V'Toyah. In Kippur V'Shashoneh, his Tfilas, he never finished before Chazal Zashah, it's a Tfilin Musaf V'Shashoneh. Never. In this case, he would learn till 2 o'clock by night, you know, he would fall asleep on the Gemara, he would say, go sleep, 5 minutes, 5 minutes. And again he would learn for another hour. Woke up Vasiki. Kodesh V'Toy. Kodesh V'Toy. And he's with a talis and tefillin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him, shechts, he shecht him. When he was a talis and tefillin. Moshe le'evet shebolim zoi kois le'raboi. V'shofach le'raboi kitoin alponov. Kivyocho. Second person, Ramay Shetversky. Just second. Went out of the phone from speaking to the Almone. Called to ask him something. and start to cry. Yid, every Bahav, we fast. Every Asos in Mitshuva. The Pashas Lefiwa, we know this year, Elul, every day he fast. She's 99%. She never saw me. Every time he said, Mechatesa, I didn't eat. He fast Elul, every day. Told the night, let's be on Chatzoyes, let's be on real time. It was the Pasak Puma Megils, Mamish, a Kodesh. His wife told me that they lived in Arze. 22 years ago they came to Arnof. So when they lived in Arze, she would go with the car and she would pick up the Yad Eliezer, the organization that gives food to people. So people that collect food bags, and then someone goes. So she would collect the bags and she would bring it to Yad Eliezer. He moved to Arnof, she couldn't do it. So he said he will do it. For 17 years, when he finished the Seishir, to his Moshe Friday, he would come with a car, with his kids. When the kids were not there, he would slap off the bags. She told him, Bizayin. Bizayin. He told her, it's good for the guy there, good for the guy there. So Ben Azmani, a lot of people go away. So you know, you come, so they have to have the bags in the house. You're not, no one answers. So he told his kids to print like a paper, you know, if you're going away for Ben Azmanim, just call the number that we don't have to come to your house. And he signed the driver and the schlepper from Yad Eliezer. He signed his name. His kids were not masking to type it. He said, don't put my name, no one has to know who it is. Just write the driver and the schlepper from Yad Eliezer. Speaking of a person, a family, a choshev yid, a gan se mishpoche, talmidim. The Pesach Puma Megillah. He would do Kiddush on Shabbos. I remember. This is excellent. He moved with the real Chassidim HaMachmir to do Kiddush on Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos. Kalik b'chamur. He was back with the mikveh every day for sure. So sometimes it was late, so he didn't want to miss the 6:30 minyan, so he would go to the mikveh noch davening. And this morning, his wife decided, you know, Aruge Kiddush Hashem, you don't put them in the mikveh. You bury them with their clothes. So his wife was wondering to check. So Miyad, when she heard he died, she sent her son-in-law to touch the towel. It was wet. He toivel, put on talis and tefillin. I want to tell you, he told his wife 22 years ago. Abele Weintraub told him in the first Gulf War, that the Shiloh, when the siren goes on, the Gulf War was a guy, Saddam Hussein, I don't know if you heard about him. He had big missiles, not like the throwing from Gaza, the garbage, small little bottles. That missiles were big like a plane, I remember them. When they fell, buildings disappeared. It was mamish. Real missiles, yeah. And there was a Shiloh, I remember myself, we were in Ponovich, and the missiles were flying. I was a shy, you have to run or not. To go away. That was like 5 minutes to go. I was all shy. So he said, Rabbele Weintraub said, Milosh Monesra, he said, not to run. If it was not Nigzel to die, you will not die anyway. And if it's Nigzel to die, what could be more beautiful from standing Shmonesra in front of Beira Olam and just to go straight to hug up? Told his wife, if I have to die, I dream that this will be. And that morning, he was now long Shmonesre. He was standing, and the first things that the Arabs came in, they met Moshe Tversky, and Moshe Tversky, and they hit him with a big knife. This was the first bang they gave. His wife told me, he doesn't have a suffix. When he heard the shooting outside, maybe some even never turned his head. He was standing in the middle of Shmona Esra, Eved Lifnei HaMelech. He would not move, not even chuckle. He would rather stand as if Eved Lifnei HaMelech. And he was Zeichen. 22 years they spoke in the house, if to die, to die in Kiddush Hashem in the middle of Shmona Esra. For 22 years. I told his rabbits in Shabbos, I'm jealous of your husband. I'm jealous. I said, I asked permission to my kids before I came here if I could say that I would love to switch with them. And after 2 hours, my kids came to that kohen and it's kedai. They also want to have a kodesh to kefada. I'm talking. He said it for 22 years. Hashem was mezakeh to get there. As Rabbi said, they took the petir instead of nebach. They're jealous of the kedoshi. The other one is the same thing. Of Goldberg, sitting near the next chap. So he's a yid. Yes. And Levi, I met Nashver, the Shiva and Gateson, of all Govitz. I met the secretary, I asked him, what are you doing here? He said, the whole gate of yeshiva is only Kayim because of what Al Goldberg did Betzina to help the yeshiva. I went to clarify later, the yeshiva, Lel Shabbos, I was with the Dalmona together. She told me all of the stories. I went out of nowhere knowing how he put gates of yeshiva together behind the scenes. A friend of mine reminded me, you know, young and Goliath came to the shul. We had episodes of Shmuz about crazy. We started going to Akasha with the Teretz. He came over and said to us, and a shul to open your mouth. That was a person of Kempinski who tried to stop the Arabs. The Imam Shnoi came with him later. What they did to him, can't even say over. The tzaddik. Tzaddik Yisrael Olam, he had a phenomenal memory, but chutz from that, Tzaddik Yisrael Olam, one of the Gaboyim in the neighborhood told me, any guy needs something to do, he will do mamish. He saw him carrying a fridge, it was a nebuch dike family. So the guy said, come on, put it in my car. He says, Meshuga? To lose chapsis? For what? I'm strong, I'll carry another 2 minutes, I'm going to the Gan Eden for this. What, to give you to put in the car? Avraham Avinu, Rivka, Agav Legmalecho Ashke, Avraham is waiting to do the chesed. All these four people with talis and tefillin, all the people that were hurt, talis and tefillin, this Kalman Levin that didn't daven there, and Hashem was mezakim to be from the Kedoshim, Hashem bring him with talis and tefillin. I don't know what Hashem wants from us. I'm not the one to tell you what Hashem wants. I'm not Roy to say. But not to say also you're not allowed to. Talis and tefillin, Rabbi Yisai, talis and tefillin. Per is mizgoylel be'efer. Mizgoylel on the floor with blood. With blood. Not one person without a talis and tefillin. They didn't touch people without talis and tefillin. What a shame. It says every siddur has in the back of Mishaberach. It says Shetiknu Bale Ateisus Yontev Begzeiro Is Tachtat. See every siddur. What says the Mishaberach? Some shul say it, most shul they don't say it. Yevorach is Mishaina Medabrim Bavotik Nesias. Chazal say Toiro Magno. Talmidei Chachomim Einon Tzrichom Shmiro. Shenema Ani Choimo. They don't have to pay tax. You don't need to have guards and shuls. Don't have to have guards. I think it takes different zach. Matzav, shasakone. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made people that me'utav betalis and tefillin, me'utav betalis and tefillin. Me'utav betalis and tefillin. So we don't know what Hashem wants. But we have to take a chizik to ourselves. What we have to take a chizik? Everyone has to be mekabel on himself. Don't have a suffix about it. Till the end of his life. And if he's very shvach, till the end of the year. But to the end of his life. Not to talk with tefillin. Not to talk with tefillin. When Hashem says it, Choshev again, and Shachis will be not talking in shul as well. Not to check your BlackBerry. Anyway, you don't have, but if Chas v'Shalom one day you have an iPhone or earphone, all the Zachar. Bemis. The Tfilin. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't come to people that talk. People that never talked in shul. Not in the 9 o'clock minyan. Standing with me by Yoylam in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Was in the pinch of Nesra Chazos HaShatz. Layomen. Are we staying cold? Are we staying in Shvisitik? We have to do it. I'm not saying this is enough. Second Kabbalah, I think, is the Mekabal not to take off the tefillin until you finish the David. There's a habit that an Ashrei, the tefillin slip off. They had in America as a jail, you know, the best that I mentioned. Okay, jail. Allowed to walk around. Fly there, the Sach mansion, you know? The jail. Best of a jail. I heard that in Shul there also, an Ashrei people take off the tefillin. It's a habit. There's nothing more to do about it. You see a guy rushing to take his film, and you see Alta Shtiblach, he's schmoozing for an hour. But he took it off maybe an Ashur for the tzir. The guy doesn't do the Ashur, he does it in Shishon Yoyim. He had a reina with Zayna. Talis and Tfilin. Hashem gave us a clap. The whole world, Talis and Tfilin, were mushpol ha'oretz. Shteit v'rohu kol ame ha'oretz kishayim Hashem nikro lecho v'yoru mimeko. Hashem gave us such a clap. State me, Yoru Mimeko, no one will touch you with Philip. As I state me, Mora, I look Philip Shavarosh. Sometimes it's even worse. No, it's like Zayas, Holocaust, also people were killed. Everything was Becheska Sakome. Guys have to kill for you. It's like Zayas. There is the place to find them. There the Zayas will be. Mitalis with Philip Zayas. The Gzera will be Metallis and Philly. Hayala Aladas. Hayala Aladas. Rabbi said, this is our job. This is our job. This is our job. Again, I think I decided today to stay till the end of Davri. And my minion was only left 3 people. The Chazal was for Schlepzach with the Alein with all. Schlepzach. But I was left with him with 3 people in the end. I didn't take off, I was waiting. But you know, I was connected to the story. Saying, what a person will change because of that, Yedereinim mit seinem Madreges will change. Everyone with his mother. Everyone with his mother again will change. Oh wow. Oh, but first to have a tfisa. Have a achiza. Tfisa. And on top of that, you connected. You did something. I spoke. Chumash, I don't remember where. So Bochrim asked me, I'll tell you. You know, I davened in the shul. I helped when they put the shul together. I helped to put the shul together. I know personally all the people. It's very hard for me personally. I got very shaken up. I am shaken up. My family is shaken up. Everyone was there, shooting, police, getting phone calls. This one is dead, that one is dead. All the girls, friends in the house, sitting and davening and making tefillin. People call me to speak in every place. I say, no, I say, I'm sitting and learning. I say, the 10 things that an yeshiva is, misgeres, come up, I'll speak. You know, I live in Atzeres, come to speak here, come to speak here, come to speak here. When a tzora happens, the first thing is, mischazek can learn. To do what you have to do. I'm mischazek and learning. To help them, well, I have to help them. I have to help them when I could help. Hashem gave me the ability to try to help. I'm doing what I could do, you know. I'll be, to get a tefisa. To make it to happen, the only way to make it to happen is if you have a tefisa. The tefisa is you take something to your hands. Myself to my son. You know, normally, the gabble gabble, sometimes the son asks me some questions. The Shabbos, I told him, I think we have to stop. You can't ask me questions. I'm sure. Can we shut? So, a Kabbalah. Kabbalah could be on filling, could be on this. The Bishad, the Tesisyon, it was the same Xerius, Tach, the Tat, the Shech, and Yidden. Shem said, in a shul, there were Vazar shul. Eich bo goyim mitboshecho. Chilulu eich al kotshecho. Chilulu eich al kotshecho. Chilulu eich al kotshecho. Chilulu eich al kotshecho. Aber das ist für Schuhe und Hirn. Hashem takes korbonas that are kodesh. These people were kodesh before they started. And they were kodesh in these inyanim. They could be the korban. They could be the one that with chus nam things will change. I think a person has to try first feel it, but the knesios, but the midrashes, to behave different. But do it very stark. The koyach of the yetzer is to forget. You know, you can't be closer in life, and hopefully you'll never be closer and never hear some stories. Your analogy soil happened, you're here. You're part of it. Take the chizuk. Take the chizuk. Be'ez Hashem, Yehman Atzor Hussein V'dai, and we'll be Zerichah Be'ez Hashem to see Tchias HaMeisim B'Kol B'Siyat HaDishmai.